This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, May 31. How the story ends. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." There is one more scene we should see in Revelation before we close our reflections for the month of May. We need to see how God's great story in Revelation ends. Revelation 21 blesses us with the sights and sounds of a new heaven and a new earth. Before reading a book, my father liked to know how the story ended. He had little time for reading, so before reading the first chapter, he turned to the last chapter. If the ending caught his interest, he figured the book was a good read. When we reflect on the Word of God, we need to turn to the final chapters in Revelation again and again. Faith needs to know how the story ends. Faith needs to be assured of the ending, especially when it can be hard to see God. Perhaps you're in such a place today. In a real way, we're all in this place. In fact, the whole creation is crying out as it waits for its full redemption. We hunger and thirst for justice. We long for the day when God's holy name will be fully honored. We pray for the day when there will be no more pain, and when people of every nation and language will hold each other up with love and dignity. We look forward to the day when sin is gone for good, and the creation is cared for as the beautiful garden of God's delight. Shall we live and work faithfully toward that day, for Jesus' sake? Pray with me. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly to make all things new. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.